In this edition of Global Print, I'm going to talk to you about AUKUS, which is the new security alliance between Australia, UK and the US, which has gripped the imagination of the world since it was announced last week. Now, several people in India and the world are wondering what this security alliance is. Clearly, it is these three countries have come together to counter China. But if you look at the Quad, of which India is also a member, two of the members in the Quad, which is Australia and the US, are also members of AUKUS. So what is the relationship between the Quad and AUKUS? Now, before I answer all these questions or attempt to answer these questions, dear viewer, I'd like to make an appeal to you. Please do subscribe, click on the join button, pay rupees 159, it's not much money at all, and become a subscriber to the Prince. Free, fair, objective, and unhyphenated journalism. You know, we have been bringing to you the best news videos, the best news stories over the last several months of the pandemic. We need your help to continue to support us. So please do click on the join button and become a subscriber. You will get an array of benefits that non-subscribers don't have. Now, back to my column, Global Print, this week on the Print website, in which I talk about AUKUS and its relationship with the Quad. Now, you know that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is, for the first time since the pandemic began in March 2020, it's been over a year and a half, is finally leaving the shores of India and flying to Washington, D.C., where he will meet the other leaders of the Quad countries, which is the U.S. Joe Biden will be the host, of course, in D.C., there is the Japanese Prime Minister, Yoshihide Suga. The Japanese have a new election on the cards. Mr. Suga has quit, but so far he remains Prime Minister. And then the Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. So these four leaders, Prime Minister Modi included, will sit down, discuss and share ideas and talk about what the Quad or the future of the Quad is. But at the back of everybody's mind, not just the Quad countries, but actually the world, is what is AUKUS is about. And that's what everybody's talking. Now, AUKUS, Australia, UK and the US, this alliance was announced last week to the detriment, of course, to the chagrin of the French, because the Australians cancelled the $60 billion project of conventional submarines that the French were building for the Australians. In its stead, the Americans have persuaded the Australians to buy British submarines, and these will be nuclear submarines. And guess what? And this is very obvious. The goal of AUKUS is the containment or countering China. So several questions arise here. The first is, what is the relationship between the Quad and AUKUS? After all, the Quad was also set up, and all the four countries in the Quad are Pacific powers, with the idea of containing China. The big difference, of course, is that the Quad is not a military alliance, that it's basically a grouping of four nations which decided to come together to diversify supply chains, reinvent the climate change agenda, talk about vaccines, a more equitable distribution of vaccines, especially in the wake of the pandemic. And through the pandemic, we saw how Joe Biden, the US president, announced 1 billion doses of vaccines to be shipped around the world. So the Quad is not a military alliance, but it seeks to look at non-military determinants such as these that I just laid out. AUKUS, on the other hand, is clearly an out-and-out security alliance. So while it doesn't call itself, within quotes, formally a military alliance, because Australia is a member of the NPT and therefore cannot have nuclear weapons, but it's clear that the nuclear submarines will be stationed in Australia, and these will have the ability, unlike the conventional subs that the French were building for Australia, these will have the ability to not only roam much further in the Pacific, but stealthily look at what the Chinese are doing. And the Chinese that we know and everybody recognizes, at least several of these Pacific nations recognize, is a rising power and is is expanding its presence across the Pacific. We know that the Chinese, of course, have built two bases, one in Pakistan in Gwadar and the other in Djibouti in Africa. So the big question on the Quad's mind and now AUKUS's mind is how to contain China. Now, what is interesting is that the AUKUS announcement comes in the aftermath of the U.S. shambolic exit from Afghanistan. The U.S. 20 years in Afghanistan, which spent about a couple of trillion dollars, lost several thousand men in that Afghan conflict. And we've seen over the last few weeks how that withdrawal from Afghanistan has taken place. Very messy, very chaotic. And so in a sense, AUKUS is perhaps meant to restore or burnish the credentials of the US as a global power, even if it is a declining one. Because clearly, if the US was able to counter China on its own, you could argue that it doesn't need other countries to support it. And if you look at Quad, what is also interesting is that all the members of the Quad, except for India, are in some sort of military relationship or another with each other. US and Japan, for example, are treaty allies, which means that the Americans are bound to protect the Japanese. We've already talked about the relationship between the US and Australia. And India, which is the fourth member of the Quad, is the only one that stands apart. Now, what is AUKUS supposed to do? And predictably, the Chinese have been very critical of this announcement of AUKUS. What is also interesting here is that the announcement of the cancellation of the French project has evoked a huge reaction from Paris. The French President Emmanuel Macron has been quite furious. His foreign minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, has said not very complimentary words about the British. The French have withdrawn their ambassadors from Australia and the US. Incidentally, they have not withdrawn their ambassador from the UK. Now, some would ask, ki France ko itna gussa kyun aata hai? Because given the opportunity, the French would clearly do the same with a third country. So what is it that the French are so angry about? The first is, of course, that they are going to be denied $60 billion worth of good money. The second is that France, as well as the UK, are NATO allies, as, of course, is America. So while we don't know when AUKUS was planned and when the idea germinated between these three English-speaking nations, clearly it was signed and sealed on the margins of the G7 summit in Cornwall a couple of months ago in June. And I think this is what the French are so angry about, which is that the US has chosen one NATO ally over the other. Now, in principle, in theory, of course, everybody in NATO is supposed to be equal. We know that's not true because Turkey is also a NATO ally and there are different yardsticks for Turkey. But coming back to the Western world, and both the UK as well as France are also nuclear weapon, also permanent members of the P5, of the Security Council, as well as being nuclear weapons powers. So the French, very, very angry that the Americans have chosen a fellow English-speaking nation, the British, over the French. So that's another really interesting thing about AUKUS, which is that even within the NATO or even within the P5, the US is taking positions about proximity and intimacy with other nations. So what lessons can India learn from AUKUS? The first thing is that India has to build its national strength. Now, the fact that France has been able to throw this huge histrionic fit, recalling its ambassadors from the US and Australia, canceling the France-Australia-India trilateral forum, basically exhibiting its anger at the manner in which it has been treated, because France fancies itself as a Pacific power because of its territories like Nouvelle Caledonie or New Caledonia, which is in the Pacific. So if India wants to be treated seriously, then it has to build up its national strength. I think that's a message that the world is sending India, and it's an understanding that Prime Minister Modi will take with him when he goes to meet his fellow Quad leaders in Washington, D.C. later this week, is that build your national strength, build your economy. Of course, the pandemic has really hurt India's economy. And if both the Quad and AUKUS are about countering China in various ways, then one of the things that the pandemic has taught India is that actually its exposure to China, especially in trade terms, has gone up rather than come down. So the question of supply chain diversification, that is on top of, or should be at least on top of India's mind, which means that you have to revamp the economy and recreate the links that have been broken, not just through demonetization, but also during the pandemic, inside the country as well as outside. So we will see what the Quad holds for Prime Minister Narendra Modi in India. What are the kinds of ideas that have been generated during those meetings? What the world says about the Quad and its relationship with AUKUS? Can Quad expand its tent to include AUKUS and vice versa? Or should these two groupings remain separate? So lots of ideas coming up these next few days, and I shall keep you abreast of them. Meanwhile, thank you so much for watching this video, and don't forget to read my column on the print website. Thank you again for watching.